you're toting, and even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A victory of sorts for Ukraine. After being encircled by Ukrainian forces earlier, Russia pulled some troops completely out Saturday from an eastern Ukrainian city that it had been using as a frontline hub. In the meantime, a U.S. official says if Russia uses a nuclear weapon in Ukraine, the United States and allies would pull out all stops and likely put up a NATO no-fly zone and launch a major cyber attack on Russian troops. Death count is climbing in Florida and the Carolinas. Authorities now say that Hurricane Ian has left an unconfirmed 65 people dead, primarily in Florida. As of today, at least 1,000 people rescued from flooded areas. This is SRN News.
Viewers are raving about Uncle Tom, too.
I came out of the theater stunned. Everything I believed and was taught was a complete and malicious lie. This film has the potential to wake people up and change the course of America.
Viewers who watched the first Uncle Tom are even more impacted by Uncle Tom 2.
Uncle Tom was terrific. Uncle Tom 2 was nothing short of amazing. It's completely shocking in some parts, gut-punching in others. You've got to see this movie.
Uncle Tom 2, by executive producer Larry Elder and filmmaker Justin Malone. Watch Uncle Tom 2 today on SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
Everyone should share this with their family and friends, and it should be required viewing in every school across the country.
Watch Uncle Tom 2 today at SalemNow.com. Available by stream or DVD. Uncle Tom 2 at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
It's here. It's happening now. Registration for Adams Drugs Super Shopping Spree. Adams Drugs is celebrating 60 years of serving the families in the River Region. To celebrate this, we're going to give one lucky person the chance to win thousands of dollars in gifts and products. One lucky winner will have 60 seconds to run through the Adams Drugs Wetumpka store and grab items from the gift section and over-the-counter area. Prescription medications are excluded from the shopping spree. Registration is open now. Come into any Adams Drugs location and fill out a registration form. You cannot register online or on our website. You have to visit one of our stores. You can register each day, but it is limited to one per day per family. You have until October 28th to register, so hurry. We will choose the winner on November 1st. The shopping spree will take place on Thursday, November 3rd. This will be the most exciting 60 seconds of your life. Please see our website, adamsdrugs.net, for shopping spree details and rules. We look forward to serving you and your family for 60 more years.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. October is starting off on a very nice note, and if you like this weather pattern, it's going to be around for quite a while. Tonight, mostly clear, comfortably cool, overnight low temperature down to about 56. Then for tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday, more of the same. Sunshine, comfortable, with a high temperature near 80 all 3 days. Lows at night in the upper 50s. In fact, I don't see any rain in the foreseeable future. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, mister, can you tell me? What a great song, The Wait. Try to inform you, though I may, you will never understand what is happening because you prefer to remain asleep, mistakenly believing that none of what I've told you could ever happen in or to our American Republic. Look around you. Our society's crumbling all around us. Gone are the dreams each of us have had, those goals whether secret or public can never be fulfilled. Don't you get it? It's easy. I'm sure it's easy to dismiss me as Mr. Doom and Gloom, or dare I say it, a conspiracy theorist, whatever. If you must assign me a label, make sure it's truther, because that's what I am. I just want the truth, because I've always believed that I could handle it. I still believe that. However, it's become readily apparent the general public, and you know them, they can't handle it. Callers like Papa B, and I love Papa B, who insists things are happening behind the scenes to restore America back to what it once was. That puzzles me. Here we have what's obviously an intelligent guy with computer access. Instead of analyzing what's happening right in front of him and coming to an all-too-obvious opinion, prefers to believe that the world-renowned American system of justice, honesty, integrity, and fair play will come to the rescue and save our republic. Then we have a lady who's a wonderful, God-loving Christian who I happen to be very fond of, or at least as fond as I get these days, Miss Rosie. Bless her heart. She's caught up in the God will save us if we just ask him repeatedly syndrome. And I get that. I understand how powerful prayer is, and I understand that's where her faith has led her. Perhaps even her pastor has convinced her that God will intervene if enough petitions reach heaven. But that's not going to happen. Look, God, and that's all caps, cannot lie. He, or she for you pronoun-infested nut jobs out there, is incapable of sinning. When he says he will do something, he does it. Scripture's very clear on this. History's very clear on the fate of empires who abandon morality and a close working relationship with our Creator. They're vanquished. End-time Bible prophecy speaks about something called Mystery Babylon, a place that exports evil across the globe, a place that's the resting place for all sorts of demons and their evil activities, a nation made up of people from elsewhere. The hammer of the whole earth is what they call her. Also the youngest of nations, and a nation that was birthed from another nation. Folks, they're describing America. There's no question whatsoever. No other country even comes close. We're told in the Bible what God's going to do to that nation that's kicked him out. Once it's reached its empirical status, he will pull his hedge of protection and allow it to be conquered, just like he did with a defiant ancient Israel. America is following step for step the exact same path that ancient Israel followed, and in the end, it was the same result. That's the God's honest truth, and it may not be the hopium so many of you seem to be addicted to these days, but it's true. Then we have our, quote, insider, who purportedly works for the Donald and is privy to inside information. The problem is she's yet to get any of her prognostications correct. Those 100-pound hailstones never fail. The truckers never went on strike, yada, yada, yada. Listening to this insanity is like watching a regurgitated X-22 report on steroids. I have no doubt that whether consciously or not, people like this have been managed perceptionally to make Americans believe that we don't have to do anything to save our republic. Their warped perception urges the average American, in my humble opinion, the only hope we have left, that everything will be fine. Help us on its way via the Donald. So don't get in a tizzy. Relax. Have a refreshing Coca-Cola with, what's the name of that stuff?
High fructose corn syrup.
There you go. And wait for the cavalry to arrive. Nothing could be further from the truth. Listen to me. I don't presume to know if any of the people I just named are agents of misinformation. I ain't got a clue. What I do know is what they're espousing is incorrect. And what's worse, it's very dangerous. Nobody's coming to the rescue, folks. It's up to us. We, the people. According to the Constitution, this is our country. Why are we allowing them to do what they're doing to our country? And that's the end of that rant. That's all I'm going to say about that.
You know, it's ironic. You brought the Israelites. And when they're in the desert, they didn't follow God into the desert. They followed Moses into the desert.
Yes.
And the minute Moses goes up on the mount, they just lose their minds.
Oh, yeah. Hand us all your gold. We want to make a calf.
Right. And they turn back to their sinful ways.
Yeah. Well, even on the way out of there, some of them, we were fed and clothed there. Yeah. We want to go
maybe
back.
Maybe if you go back, you know.
Yeah, go ahead. Go back.
But
yeah, have at it.
The whole reason they stayed in the desert for 40 years was they had to get rid of that generational mindset of being slaves.
Yes.
God, they had to have a new generation born out of captivity that could understand and actually have a relationship with God.
I've never thought about it that way. You're absolutely correct. That makes perfect sense.
The problem is now we expect God to do everything for us. That we've gone the other direction with that pendulum.
Absolutely. I've known people riding around with them and you hear this thump, thump, thump noise. I'm like, what's going on with your car? Oh, it's okay. It's my alternator belt, but I pray to God he's going to get me a new one.
When I was a kid, I went with a friend to a concert and revival, and the bus wouldn't start when we were leaving. And, you know, they, oh, let's lay hands on it. I was like, it's flooded. Let's let it just sit for a while.
Then
try it.
It's like the story of the flood, and the guy goes on top of his house, you know, and the first guy comes up in a boat. Hey, no, and I'm okay. I'm good. I'm waiting on God.
Yeah, God will deliver me.
And then, you know, the guy drowns. He gets to heaven. God, where were you? And God said, I sent three people with boats to get you, and you wouldn't go, you dummy. It's that perfect. That's a perfect way to look at it. All right, Putin's speech. All right, I'm just going to read you the important part to me. Here's what he said. Let me repeat that the dictatorship of the Western elites targets all societies, including the citizens of Western countries themselves. This is a challenge to all. This complete renunciation of what it means to be human, the overthrow of faith and traditional values, and the suppression of freedom are coming to resemble a religion in reverse, pure Satanism. Espousing false messiahs, Jesus Christ said in the Sermon on the Mount, by their fruits ye shall know them. Those poisonous fruits are already obvious to people, not only in our country, but also in all countries, including many people in the West itself. Vladimir Putin, yesterday, that was part of a very nice speech he gave. I can't fault the man for that. I don't trust him, but I think he's got the right idea. He knows what's going on.
You know something I was thinking?
Tell me.
So, in parliamentary procedure, in Congress, if you do not have a majority, something will not pass.
Correct.
If someone doesn't vote, that is counted as a no vote. You must have not just a majority of people present or voting, you must have a majority of the whole body. But in our elections, it's the majority of the votes for people that show up. So what would happen if people just stopped showing up?
You mean nobody went to the polls?
Right.
Nobody.
We had less than 1 million people vote.
I don't know.
At some point, people would have to say, "We can't get a fair sense of elected leadership on a fraction of a point percent of the population."
I wish it would come to that, but I don't think it ever would. They're going to take advantage of whatever situation.
Well, it won't happen
itself.
Because someone out there loses their welfare,
Their
health care, their whatever incentive they have to vote.
You're absolutely right. The one thing I've always thought, the only way I know of to get their attention that we mean business is for every conservative just to not go to work for a week, not buy anything, no tax income at all. That would amount to billions of dollars. And the government would go, wait a minute, where's all the money? Well, the folks down there, they've decided they're not going to work anymore, they're not going to pay taxes. That would send a message. But who can afford to do that? Nobody.
Well, and like the Bible says, you know, we're reaching those days where the wage that you earn is not enough to sustain what you are taking in.
Family.
Food.
Yeah. That's right.
Clothing. The structure over your head.
I'm glad you brought that up. We're all headed right to that, exactly to that. A new study came out this week that says being unhappy or experiencing loneliness accelerates the aging process more than smoking. An international team says unhappiness damages the body's biological clock. It also increases the risk for Alzheimer's, diabetes, heart disease, and all types of illness. The team reports that they're detecting aging acceleration among people with a history of stroke, liver, and lung diseases, smoking, and in people with a vulnerable mental state. Interestingly enough, feeling hopeless, unhappy, and lonely displayed a connection to increasing a patient's biological age more than the harmful impact of smoking. How about that? Wow. Being lonely. I've been lonely. I know what that feels like. It's not exactly a very good feeling.
Well, it's because your body doesn't produce the hormones that it needs to when you feel well.
Good
and
point.
So those free radicals in your body the cells as they're regenerating. I mean, that's why people die in general, is because their cells are not reproducing at a rate where they're being destroyed by all those free radicals and chemicals we put in our body.
And that was a message from Nate Hicks. Thank you. That's why you're on the program. I heard, you know where I've heard that before?
I thought it was just eye candy.
Never say never again, James Bond. That's exactly what they tell him when they send him to that spa thing about the free radicals. I thought they were talking about terrorists.
And have you ever seen the movie Elysium? That's the whole part of, and that's what we're getting to these days too. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
I haven't. I don't watch.
So it is a movie about the Earth is overrun with poverty, and all of the workers.
So it's modern day.
Are down here, and up in the space station, are all the rich people. And the rich people have these body pods where they can get in and regenerate their cells and heal themselves. But the people down on Earth don't have access to that healthcare.
That reminds me of a Star Trek episode where they have a floating city where all the rich live and the ones below have to do the mining.
Yeah. It's all Morlock and Eloy again. It's all the same.
It all comes back to that, doesn't it?
Proletariat and bourgeoisie.
H.G. Wells was apparently.
I think he had a time machine.
He nailed it on that one.
I mean, look at his other books.
I know. It's scary stuff he got right. Herschel Walker. I've always been a fan of Herschel, even though a few years ago, and why his competition hadn't brought this up, I don't know. A few years ago, he came out and he claimed he had multiple personalities. He was suffering from multiple personalities. You know, he's running for, what, Congress, whatever.
Congress in Georgia.
The problem is he made a mistake. He said, I'm going to go ahead and all the money y'all send me to campaign, I'm going to take 15% of it and send it to whatever a charity he designated. Well, of course, his competitors immediately checked on that. It was called the Renaissance Man Food Services. Okay? He hasn't given them a penny. Uh-oh. So now they're running him through the coals because they haven't received any money from the donations. So, interesting. Let's hope that that gets straightened out because whoever he's running against, I'm sure, is a...
Raphael
liberal,
Warnock.
Yeah, one of them.
He is. He's a reverend. He beat Kelly Loeffler last year in the jungle primary that they had in Georgia. I know all this because I live in Georgia.
I was going to say, what is Herschel saying? I mean, is he...
So Herschel Walker believes that he should take the high ground and not respond to attacks and threats because it just gives him more air. Sure. A lot of commentators in Georgia are saying, no, you have to fight back. You have to respond to these charges because if they're just out there, they're going to get their own momentum. One of the big things they were bringing up was his ex-wife claims that he threatened her with a gun and all these other things. But what's funny is, 2 years ago, when Raphael Warnock was running, his wife was saying the same things. His ex-wife was saying the same same things.
About him.
About Raphael Warnock, and it was not getting any playtime on the news stations.
Interesting, isn't it? As my longtime listeners know, the only doctor on the internet that I trust is Dr. Mercola. His latest article says the average adult is battling at least four different health issues, such as back pain, headaches, seasonal allergies. Not only did 80% of the adults we surveyed have a minor health condition, but 59% said they were in significant pain or discomfort. A significant number of those with multiple health issues conditions have trouble sleeping, have developed related mental health conditions, and can't work. More than half of U.S. adults regularly take prescription meds. The average adult takes four prescription medicines. Four.
I refuse.
Big
I refuse
pharma.
To take.
Good for you.
I even when I have a headache, I don't want to take aspirin or Tylenol or ibuprofen.
Yeah. I've gotten that way too since I went down the wrong road with pain meds and stuff. Yeah, I'm the same way.
But
I just don't.
Do you realize how much healthier you can be just by drinking lots of water?
I know. It's amazing.
Large amounts of it. Your body was wired to accept that.
Exactly.
It wants that. It craves that.
Why, when NASA goes and they send Voyager and all these things out and they look at planet, why do they say, well, it can't sustain life because we can't find water? How do we know that alien forms rely on water?
This is a very good question. Right.
We don't know what, I mean, they may look like a box of crayons. We don't know what they look like. You know,
and we're assuming that they're carbon-based life forms.
Exactly.
And that's the first thing they also say. We found organic material. Well, what is organic material? A carbon-based, multiple-chain, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen-based molecules.
It's because we're so arrogant.
What if they're silicone-based?
Exactly.
What if they're based on some other...
What if they're silica-based?
What if our chemical makeup and our periodic table that we understand is only in our reality on this planet.
Yeah. We have rules, but the rules only apply here.
Right.
You can't assume, when you assume, It makes me so mad when I hear these people, you know. You expect to find aliens that have two arms, two legs, you know, bipeds, two eyes, two ears, that look just like us. Why would you expect that? I don't get that, really, no.
Because we think we're the center of the universe.
Exactly. We did for a very long time.
Oh, we still do, just not physically, just socially.
That leads me to another question that I have rhetorically asked a dozen times. Why has God not destroyed this place yet? I would have. After looking at what his creation has done.
What makes you think he hasn't destroyed it and rebuilt it several times over?
He could have. Well, the Mayans say this is the fifth go-round, which is probably right. I don't know. Maybe he has. Maybe we're getting to that point where he's just going, you know, I'm tired of this crap.
I think when I think of God, I think a lot of my children and how I interact with them. And good as point. Much as they disappoint me sometimes or do things I wouldn't necessarily do or even have odds against me and curse my name, I'll always love them. And I'll always be there to support them and to back them up.
Unconditional love is best right. You can manage, right?
I'm not going to do it for them. I'm not going to answer their every call and want and need because I know children don't need everything they want.
Correct.
And listen up, everybody out there in the radio world, you don't need everything you want either.
That's right.
Because you wouldn't know what to do with it if you had it.
True.
But I think God, I think he's terribly disappointed in us as a whole.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I think he still holds out hope that we can be redeemed.
Yeah.
And I don't believe he is bound to time like you and I are.
No.
And so he knows the end and he knows the beginning and mm-hmm. everything in between. And
well, that's another thing that really gets on my nerves is when people go, well, nobody knows the day or the time, you know, when the return is. Well, there's also another verse, and I think it's in Corinthians. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that, where it says nobody knows the day or time, but you, my friends, because you know what the Bible says and you have followed the signs. In other words, yeah, the mainstream people out there may not understand when Christ is returning, but we as Christians, we are given the signs to look for, so we got a pretty good idea when he's coming back.
Well, it's almost like a cop-out verse. Oh, well, nobody knows when he's coming back, so, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, good point.
Well, but what it really means is you never know.
Yeah.
So act like it could be any minute now.
Yes.
Whereas people use it as an excuse to, well, you know.
I just got an interesting text from Miss Connie, the divine Miss Connie. Returning to Mount Sinai, a prophetic call for climate justice and a ceremony of repentance. Oh, my dear God. Mount Sinai, in parallel with the COP-UN Climate Conference. Between November 6th and 18th, 2022, the UN Climate Conference will take place on the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. Religious communities and religious leaders have a key role to play in addressing climate change and climate justice, which requires deep transformation within society. God help us. The knowledge of
what
changes
sound
are...
Like?
This is. Oh, you know what that's it.
The whore and the yep. false prophet.
Yep. Total control. That's where they're headed. That's what they want. Well, first they want to get rid of all those troublemakers like me who keep calling them out on everything. That's what this depopulation's all about. I'm going to call it out for what it is. I don't care what happens.
Well, we were talking about that before the show and the Georgia Guidestones.
Yep.
And that was... They said that the people that tore it down or blew it up, that they were religious zealots.
Zealots. Love that word, zealots.
And I think it was, we're tearing down monuments of our history already. Why
True.
Not tear down something that tells you how to rebuild society and
Good
how
point.
To live within your means?
You know, I think zealots would be a great rock band name. I'm always looking for good rock band names. I don't know why. The zealots.
Do you know who was the most famous zealot?
No.
Judas.
Never mind that.
Yeah.
So much for
he
that.
He was a zealot.
You know, I went to Auburn University one time to deliver a four-wheeler they bought from us, and I asked them, do you know who Jethro Tull was? Cheryl looked at me kind of funny. She said, wasn't he a rock and roller? I said, no, he invented the seed drill. This is an agronomy school. Why do you not know that?
So there's a scene in Independence Day, in whatever the movie was where the the asteroid's going to hit Earth, and they're going up to drill it and blow it up.
Oh, yeah,
with
Die Hard guy.
Yeah. Owen Wilson goes, you know what really makes me mad? It's people that think Jethro Tull is just a guy in the band. And the doctor goes, who's Jethro Tull? And he's like, are you kidding me?
He used to hang out with Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah, they all hung out together, you know. A box full of genetically modified mosquitoes. They're developing mosquitoes that carry the vaccine. So when they bite you, you get vaxxed. How about that? That's scary, isn't it? I'm going to quote Dr.
I think they tried something like that with blankets and the Native Americans, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Dr. Sean Murphy said, we use mosquitoes like they're 1,000 small flying syringes. God help us. How about that? They've done it. They've successfully done it to vaccinate against malaria, so you can only imagine. That's the thing people need to understand. Every time whoever's in power passes a law, you always need to think that thing out. Okay, what's going to happen when my party's not in power? How can the other party use that very law against us? Because that happens every day.
The nuclear option.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, I can't believe Potato Head has a nuclear option. I mean, this guy who calls out people who are dead, he's gone, man. He's mentally vacant. There's nobody there. Lights are on sometimes, but nobody's home. I don't understand how we can allow this man to run. Well, he's not running the country, but never mind. It's basically a redundant rant anyway.
Well, and we have seen the destruction of political parties in our own society before, back when in the early days of the Republic, you had the Whigs. You had the Democratic Republicans, which split. So it's not above us to say that maybe these parties will go away and more moderate parties will come in behind it. Because the Democrats are really not Democrats. They're socialists.
No, they are. It's exactly what they are. You are absolutely correct, sir. I love Sons of Liberty. The guy that runs it is a guy named Bradley Dean, who's a big Christian, and he is bold about it. I love that. I love the fact he's not ashamed. He gets in their face. The story is FBI attempts to cover for a woman who sold over 8,000 children and made $200 million while doing it. His quote is, whatever's tolerated by the people at the top will certainly come to the bottom, and this at the expense of the innocent. Ain't that the truth? Unreal. Well, let me just read you. This is Luke, chapter 17, verse 2. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck and he was cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. What we're talking about here is an international adoption agency. Margaret Cole was sentenced to, guess what? 3 months in prison, 3 years of supervised release, 12 months of home confinement, and, by the way, she has to pay $7,500.
Well, I'm telling you what, it's best they don't put her in prison, but have her on supervised release, because if she's in prison and she's dealing in children and one of those prisoners finds out, they will take her life.
Well, then they need to put her in prison, let her life be taken. I'm sorry.
Because that's what they did to Dahmer.
I go back to what the Bible says, that when the Hebrews... God got them settled down, and he told them, if anyone among you commits a sin where they should be stoned or killed, you make sure everybody witnesses it. God knew it was a deterrent. God told us it was a deterrent. Why are we not doing it? It's unreal. I just get so frustrated. Anyway, it is what it is. Wow, big break time again, folks. Frank may be calling. I don't know. I haven't heard from Frank this week, but we're kind of expecting a call, and we'll take it as it comes. This is Clear and There. Nate Hicks is producing for me tonight. I'm your host, Terry Adams. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. Whether you make $30,000 or $130,000 a year, we are all feeling the pain at the gas pump and grocery store. Our dollar doesn't stretch as far as it used to. It's no surprise that people find themselves swiping credit cards to make ends meet.
On average, in 2022, Americans are carrying over $6,000 in credit card debt with an average interest rate of 15%. If you're only making the minimum monthly payment on your credit card, you're like a hamster on a wheel, running but getting nowhere. With record high home appreciation, it's time you get rid of that credit card debt by cashing out the equity in your home.
A young couple in Wetumpka did just that. They were able to cash out $45,000 in equity to pay off credit card debt and an auto loan, saving them $1,100 a month.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, to find out how much money you could be saving at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Schools are back in session and real estate school is about to start. If you have thought about getting a real estate license, or if you just want information before you buy a home or buy a rental home for the first time, now is your time. Our classes are just one night per week on Thursday nights from 6 to 9. Learn about the ins and outs of buying or selling real estate, how to find the right home, price it right for the market, understand the different forms of financing, homes and closing costs to sell them, increasing your portfolio or someone else's, and be able to guide buyers and sellers along the straight path to a successful closing. Be your own boss, set your own hours, increase your retirement accounts, meet wonderful new people, and know how much your actions and advice helped other people to achieve their goals. Sign up now, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or visit thegoodsongroup.com. That's 551-0225.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Don Bobo with Capital Tractor. Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or commercial landscaper, we've got what you need to get the job done right. From Kubota's number one rated compact tractors to zero turn mowers, track loaders, excavators, and more. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi folks, this is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Buffalo wings and pizza. What a great combination. In October, order any two large pizzas from Pizza Perfect and get an order of buffalo wings on the house. You already know that they have the best pizza buffet in town, which includes not only pizza, but spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drink for only $10 at lunch and dinner on Tuesday, Friday, and all day Saturday. In October, get free buffalo wings with an order of two large pizzas. Pizza Perfect is also available for pickup and delivery. Pizza Perfect on Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends? Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite football games and sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Let's just cut through the chase. Hey there, folks. This is Dr. Sam for my friends at Independent Glass on Bell Street. I recently wanted to upgrade my shower doors. I knew Independent Glass could do a beautiful job, like telling Jeff and Alice just what I needed. And boy, did it turn out beautiful. Real tempered glass, not plastic. Gorgeous bronze trim around the entire enclosure and at a very reasonable price. And Independent Glass installed everything. My advice, stay away from the big box shower store enclosures and call Independent Glass today.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victoryland.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. October is starting off on a very nice note. And if you like this weather pattern, it's going to be around for quite a while. Tonight, mostly clear, comfortably cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 56. Then for tomorrow and Monday and Tuesday, more of the same. Sunshine, comfortable, with a high temperature near 80 all 3 days. Lows at night in the upper 50s. In fact, I don't see any rain in the foreseeable future. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Favorite songs.
He had to find the right house with the right harmonics and just sit down on the stool and just play.
Right. You know, a lot of people make fun of Gordon Lightfoot, but he's a good musician.
Yeah, great songwriter.
Perfect for that generation.
Yes, I love his lyrics. I love song. I'm attracted to the lyrics of songs.
That's what I love about Elton John.
Yeah. Yeah, he had some great lyrics. And I've had people say, man, he's a homosexual. I don't care. I don't want to date him. I want to listen to his music, you know?
Well, we're supposed to love everyone. Yep, you know,
that's right.
God doesn't want us to boycott people's music because that's his job. His job is to judge. Ours is to love.
Well said. Well said. All right, we got Frank.
We do indeed.
All right.
Frank, you there?
You got your button over there pushed?
I do have it pushed.
All right, middle button.
Oh, Frank, you there?
I am.
There we go.
There
hey,
he
Frank.
Is.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, but I'm hearing everything I say. Okay, now it's gone. Oh. Hey, first question, Jerry. Did you get that email I sent you about the question yet?
About what? I can't hear you now, Frank. About what?
Yeah, there's some kind of a going on.
Imagine
here.
That. Well, it's not on our end, I promise you. As far as I know. Did I get?
Someone heard here, and the same thing was happening. Let me try and call you right back.
Okay.
All right.
He asked me, did I get something?
That's the same thing that happens when I call you.
That's weird.
I wonder if he's calling from a 5G iPhone, because that's what I have the problem with mine. Hold on.
Well, we could ask him.
All right. How about now?
Frank? Yeah, it's better.
Yep. Now, you asked me, did I get what?
Did you get that email? Remember you sent me that email?
Yes.
And did you get my answer back?
About the person that we both know that was asking me about?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. I did. Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, here's what I want to talk about tonight.
Okay.
Guys, what is really happening in the world all around us, especially the United States? We have not been as divided as a nation since the Civil War, okay?
Right.
If you don't agree with the left, You're stupid, worthless, your opinion does not matter at all. And there's one way, better way.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
They are trying to turn boys into girls, girls into boys. Women aren't really women.
Yep.
Transhumanism, the New World Order. Vaccines are more than vaccines. Okay?
Yep.
Something's happening. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, and then I want to tie this into kind of the beginning of what you talked about on your show tonight, all right?
Okay.
Go to Isaiah 5:18. What are those who drag their sins behind them like a bullock on a rope? They even mock the Holy One of Israel, and they're the Lord to punish them. Hurry up and punish us, O God, they say. We want to see what you can do.
Whoa.
They say that what is right is wrong, and what is wrong is right.
Oh, my God.
That black is white. And white is black,
perfect.
Bitter is sweet, and sweet is bitter.
Wow.
Okay. Now, we have never faced what Israel faced when Israel turned their back on God, Terry.
Okay.
And they, okay, I believe until now.
Yeah.
When they faced the attack of the pagan gods, they turned their back on God completely. And I believe that what's going on right now, not only in the United States, but in 99% of the world, is because they, whoever they are, have taken God out of everything.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Couldn't agree more.
Now, let's go through a little scenario here. The 1960s, removing prayer from the Bible in public school. 1970s, feminism, environmentalism, abortion, and homosexuality. The 1980s, attack on the Ten Commandments, and the discovery of the spread of AIDS, and what that has done since then.
Mm-hmm.
1990s, LGBT comes out of the closet, R-rated TV, and no more graduated prayer. 2000, partial birth abortion, followed the LGBT movement, premarital sex is okay, and a communist for president. We knew who that is, all right?
Exactly.
And 2000. Legalize same-sex marriage and abortion for sale. And that's a very deep subject. But here's what I want to talk about tonight, guys. Because I listened to a podcast that really blew me away. And it was by a guy named Jonathan Cann, who's a messianic.
Rabbi.
Yeah, rabbi.
I've got his books. I've got some of his books.
Okay. Now, is it possible that is happening in time? Everything that's happening in America tonight, lies in the mystery hidden in inscriptions of ancient Mesopotamia. Could the ancient entities known to the nations as the gods, okay, be more than just fiction and myth, or actually possess independent reality? Is it possible that these gods have returned to our world and lay behind what is happening in our culture today?
Something
a stunning mystery lies behind the changes that are now overtaking America and the West. How these ancient gods, spiritual entities, whatever they are, okay, are now working our culture and initiating social upheavals and cultural revolutions like we've never seen, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Indwelling our politics and transforming our world and even our personal lives. And these gods or entities are transferring America from a Christian nation to a pagan nation.
Mm-hmm.
In the Hebrew scriptures, these entities were called Shedim, S-H-E-D-I-M. In the New Testament, they're referred to as Daimonia, D-A-I-M-O-N-I-A. In the Bible, Shedim means foreign god. You'll find that in Deuteronomy 32:17. And Daimonia means a spirit, a being inferior to God, but superior to man, or evil spirits and messengers of the devil. Okay? Now, if you go to Deuteronomy 32, Israel and the pagan gods, they stirred to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations that provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons that were not gods, to gods they never knew, to new gods that have come recently, whom your fathers have not dreaded. You were unmindful of the rock that bore you, and you forgot the God that God gave to you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And Nate mentioned, you know, a touch of this a little bit earlier, all right? Israel did this. We're doing it today.
Yep.
We've turned our God, our back, and our minds, most people, on God completely. Okay.
Yep.
But these gods never die. It was the entrance of Christianity more than 2,000 years ago that overcame the reign of terror that these gods presented to the Canaanites, to the Israelites, and you know, so, and you could go into a whole 2 or 3 hours, Terry, mm-hmm. of the Canaanite gods, of what they did to the nation Israel, how Israel adopted them, okay?
Right.
That's not the point tonight. The point tonight, I believe they're here. But it was the message of the gospel of God's love and forgiveness that caused the Paulinism and the pagan of the Greco-Roman, you know, and that whole culture, that world,
mm-hmm.
Finally the belief in one God, okay, that Jesus Christ was the Son of the true living God, that broke the spell of these gods. But America's turning from God has opened the door to these gods' return.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure looks like it.
Now, and you go to Matt, I'm having a real hard time hearing you. I don't know if it's my phone or if it's you guys' phone, okay?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, but can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and go to Matthew 12:43-45. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through a dry place, he can rest and finds none. And he says, I'll return to my house from which I came, and when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. Wow. And the last day of the man is worse than the first. So they also with the wicked generation. We're that generation. That's Matthew 12:43-45. Okay?
I agree.
If that civilization forever turn away from God, from his word, from the gospel of Christianity, from Jesus Christ, then that would draw this person.
Uh-oh, we lost Frank.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
We're losing you again, Frank.
I'm sorry?
We lost you again.
Can you hear me?
I can now. I couldn't a second ago.
Yeah. This is interesting, Terry, because of what I'm talking about.
I know, and that's no accident.
Right. Now.
Well, hang on. Hold on, Frank.
Let us
take this break so we can give you more time, okay?
Okay.
Hang on. All right, let's go ahead and hit the break. And to be honest with you, I don't know how to put him on hold. Okay, you got it. Cool. Well, that's a weird noise. Ah, no wonder. Talking heads.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's
dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no! They got motion sensor lights! Let's get out of here!
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow!
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right!
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can make your dream of owning a home a reality. ASC is owned by its members, so their rates are better than the big financial institutions. Visit your local branch or apply online today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hocus Pocus by Focus. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. And we are
I was waiting for the lyrics to start, you know?
I know. It takes
but then
a while.
They don't. They don't.
It takes a while. And right. We're talking to Frank.
We got Frank back.
Yeah, I'm here.
You're on, my friend.
Okay.
Uh-oh, you're not on, Frank. What is going on?
I don't know. It just dropped his call.
I know.
I did not do that, so.
I know.
That's
somebody didn't want this information out, evidently.
Here, we'll pick him up. There he is.
Frank?
Yeah, I'm going to try it one more time.
Yeah.
Because I keep getting disconnected.
I know, and it's not us, man. I promise you.
Yeah, I don't know, but anyway, can you hear me at all?
Yes, I hear you fine right now.
Okay. The Dark Trinity. Who are these gods? Okay. If these gods have returned, then which gods? Okay. There are three in particular from ancient times that were at work at this time, transforming America and Western civilization. The first god, pagan god, the Dark Trinity, was known as the Possessor. Thousands of years ago, this god, Word, was the god of Israel. And I'll go more into that period in another night, more time. We don't have that much time in it, but okay. But in the mid-20th century, this god was to transform America from a Christian nation to a pagan nation.
His worked.
The second god was Enchantress. This was the goddess of sexuality and sexual immorality. With the return of the ancient goddess, we would expect revolution to take place of realm of sexuality, okay? Yeah, what are we seeing today? That's what happened in the 60s.
Absolutely.
And going on today, okay? Pornography was originated with this goddess in mythology. She fights against male authority, and we can see what's happening in our culture with radical feminism, okay?
Right.
The third god is the Destroyer. He was the god of human sacrifice and particularly child sacrifice.
Wow.
The Destroyer is behind the killing of children and legalized abortion, okay? Now, he was closely associated and very much could have been Baal, okay? B-A-A-L.
Yeah,
we know who that is.
Yeah.
All right, human sacrifice and particularly sacrifice, one of the most common practices of pagan civilization. So America and the West has turned away from God and Christianity. They began taking up pagan practices. Now, this is a side note. The United States, China, and North Korea are among the six countries that allow abortion on demand up until the Supreme Court ruling.
Right.
And you know what they're doing to try to fight that.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And it's incredible, Terry.
I know.
And the only way to fight that is we cannot stand up against these gods while serving them at the same time, period. Okay?
Right.
We must remember that we must serve the Most High and there's one true God, one true living God.
Yes.
You'd be shocked at the number of people who don't believe that. I mean, it blows you away when you really look at you know, a number of people turning away from Christianity.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, you know, it is.
Wow.
But what's your thoughts?
Wow. I couldn't agree more. I mean, I have said all along, there's no way human beings could do this. The plan is too perfect. It's too long in coming. It's generational. And you know, as human beings, to even think about doing something a year in advance is a struggle, at the least, impossible at the most. I don't see how this could be done unless it was done supernaturally.
Yes. That's, you know, what I believe, but...
Yes.
Let me give you something else to ponder.
Okay.
Okay?
I like pondering.
Yeah, because we've talked about this before, and obviously about, you know, three years ago when Bushman was with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was talking to a couple. I'm going to use a personal example. I don't like doing that, okay?
Okay.
But I like using a personal example this time, because if this doesn't make sense to people, nothing will, okay? I was talking to one of my cancer nurses the other day when I was getting a treatment. By the way, I just had my 7th scan, and it's still clear, okay?
Praise God for that.
Yeah, that's no kidding. Praise God. But I was talking to the nurse, and I said, you know, before all this happened, you know, I had what's called the widow-making heart attack. And she looked at me shocked. This was a nurse that was newer.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, you know how many, the statistics off of that? It's like 1% to 3%. And I said, yes, I know, okay?
Wow.
I didn't tell her the whole story. But can you imagine surviving a widow-making heart attack, 1-3% of people, survived.
Right.
Being diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer and a brain tumor.
Okay? Wow.
And then have a lung cancer in complete remission, at least for now, 7 negative scans, and the brain tumor shrinking, so it's dead. How did that happen? Okay?
God.
Medicine's good. It's not that good.
No, it's God, man.
It's God.
There's a reason you're here.
There's one true living God. My point is, nobody can believe in pagan gods. If they do, they're not going to be around for this world much longer.
True.
Okay? God is the Most High God. I mean, it's just incredible. It's unimaginable what he's done for me. You know? And it almost brings me to tears. Okay?
It should.
But, it's just incredible. But to read this and hear this and then see what's going on in the country today and the world with the New World Order, you know, I mean, everything. It's just...
Right.
Jeez.
I know.
We are so close. And he even talks more and more in depth. I'll bring this up next week or week after about 2025, okay? And about things. But it's just, these pagan gods, Jerry, are here today, right now.
They have to be.
Yes. There's no other reason for that. But
I agree, Frank.
Anyway, I know we're having some bad connections, but nice to talk to you again, Nate. I didn't talk to you, but...
Yeah, it's great, man. Hey, I have a theory on... some of the things, and when we come back from this next break, I'm going to do my little rant since Terry did his earlier.
Works for me.
On the status, the state of our union, as it were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Such as it is.
All right, well, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Frank. Good to hear from you, buddy. Take care,
okay?
All
right, we'll see you.
All right, later. Yeah, love getting those calls from Frank. Frank does such great work, such great studies. That's why he's part of this program. A huge part of this program. You know, Greg keeps making mention about my Bible knowledge. I don't have that much Bible knowledge, not like Frank does. Frank, he's the man.
Well, and the important thing to note about that is when you are a prophet or a teacher of the word, when you have that spiritual gift, you are judged way stricter than most people when you get to heaven.
I hope so.
And if you did nothing with that gift, you may get into heaven, but it's not going to be as great as you would. I mean, God wants you to use your gifts.
I get that.
That's why he gives them to you.
Good point.